7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
What? What? No, it's not even anywhere near 11:36 p.m. I mean, jeez, come on. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it's that time again. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm not Hello Kitty. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Yeah, well, in the spirit of full transparency of the Dubious Goals Committee, I should probably tell you two things. One, and I could have sworn I mentioned this before. I am not Hello Kitty. But one thing I am is a little bit kind of sort of messed up today. I have made a mistake. It is all my fault, I will admit. I was being stupid, and I hurt myself again. Ow. It's not too terrible. What did you do, Tobe? Oh my god, it must have been a... Were you attacked by Eurorack enthusiast? No. I woke up. That's what happened. And somehow I managed to injure myself doing so. You need to understand, there's something a little bit weird going on. It got cold again. It is cold again where I live. It is not quite freezing, but almost. It is just 1 degree Fahrenheit above freezing, which is, you know, like 33 degrees. And it's like half a degree above freezing in metric, which is, you know, like half a degree. So what happened? It got cold and everything, and I wasn't paying attention, and I wasn't being smart. And when I woke up this morning, I made the fatal mistake of sitting up. Yes, you heard me correctly. I was laying there asleep, and then I woke up, and I noticed I was awake, and I thought, oh, I got to get up, Champions League, you know, because today's Champions League. I mean, Champions League games are on right now. But I don't need to watch this one. I need to watch the next one. So I thought, you know, sharp intake of breath. Oh, I got to watch Champions League. Am I missing it? And so I sat up. And yeah, I sat up a little bit too fast. I sat up without warming up first. Yeah, don't twist in this direction, Tobe. That hurts. I sat up without warming up. You know, normally when I wake up in the morning, I got to spend about 10 or 15 minutes kind of flexing my muscles, making sure they're not going to freak out. And of course, I forgot to do that in my excitement to watch Champions League. Because I love Champions League. And I sat up sort of weird. I sat up sideways and I pulled... I don't know what muscle this is. This is a muscle on my side. On my left side. It's my left side muscle. I don't know anatomy. I didn't go to medical school. So I don't know muscles. Do I feel bad about it? No, but I'm vaguely sore. And that's why we have left the office / studio to head up here.
Into my other favorite room in this house.
Ah, yeah.
So, what are we doing today?
Well, nothing super exciting. We're not going outside because it is cold. And I don't think it's quite raining. It's sort of drizzling on and off every once in a while. So, you know, it's all not great outside.
Oh, yeah.
So, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here.
Yeah.
Okay. This might work out for me. I'm feeling like this is being vaguely therapeutic because, yeah. I think I feel better already. Oh, or maybe I'm just being optimistic. Oh, great. What the hell are you doing in here? You've been sleeping like a log for the last blank hours. Yeah, hi. Okay, in case you're wondering what's going on, Pippa has come to check on me because she heard me get into the bathtub and she probably thinks I'm drowning or something and is trying to rescue me from doing something stupid, like getting in the bathtub. Because somebody can't figure out why we would be wanting to sit around in water all the time. Well, yeah.
Well, that's just a deep philosophical kitty question, isn't it? Yeah, look at how sleepy your face is. You should go back to bed.
Oh, you're such a sleepy kitty. Right. So, I think I can kind of function, so let's get this dubious goals committee started. Let me pour some tea into the cup here. Alright. Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, hot tea. Hot but good tea. What are we drinking today? We're drinking the Da Hong Pao. Ooh, I do love Da Hong Pao. And I was thinking a little bit earlier that, you know, I wonder what it would take to actually open up a tea house, a tea room. Tobe's Tea Room. No, that's not what it's called. We need to call it something awesome, like Oolong House. And there needs to be a giant sign outside the door that says, in 50-foot tall letters, no herbal tea, no boba tea, no tea bags, no nothing. Yeah, that's a good business model, Tobe. That's a good business model. That's sure to keep the customers away. I'm not trying to keep the customers away. I'm just trying to keep the idiots away. Oh. And now I'm going to lean back. Yeah, okay, this might be working out for me. I think this is working out, Dinkus. So my cat's sitting here on the floor, on the bathroom floor, looking at me. Like I'm some kind of crazy person.
Yes, I'm a crazy person. You want to get in the bathtub with me?
Pippa is now... Oh, yeah, lick my arm. That's a good baby. Yeah, see, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Pippa's about to jump up onto the bathtub here. Yep, there she goes. Pippa is now... You're a little bit stinky, you know that, right? Anyway, Pippa's now smelling the tea that's in the teacup. And hopefully this will deter her from knocking the teacup into the water, which is a pretty fun game. That's a special fun little kitty game for when I'm drinking tea in the bathtub. Let's knock the teacup into the water. But strangely enough, she doesn't seem to be thinking about it right now. Okay, that's fine. So anyway, I gotta straighten my back out. I don't know what is going on. I just want a few more days to go by so that I can get used to all the weird stuff, like the weather change and the time change and everything that's throwing me off. And then everything will be fine. And then we can get into some normal dubious goals committee stuff, like looking for dudes. I wanted to go out and look for dudes today, but the weather is not cooperative. That's fine. That's just fine. All I really need to do now is figure out what I want to eat for lunch. And that might be difficult. Because I was having some difficulty yesterday. I was having so much difficulty in deciding what to eat for lunch yesterday that I actually ordered some food. I actually went out and I ordered some food. I couldn't figure out what I wanted. I was standing in the kitchen. I swear to God, I stood in the kitchen for 20 minutes, opening up my cupboards, thinking, do I want to eat this, 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 or this, or this? Open up the refrigerator. Do I want to eat this, 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 or this? And it turns out I didn't. And I wanted something extra good, yummy, and proteiny yesterday. And so I put on my mask, and I jumped in my car. And I drove over to my favorite instant carryout Chinese restaurant. You know, it's not a real Chinese restaurant. It's just your typical, you know, walk up to the counter, order your whatever. But the funny thing about this place is that it's kind of good. I mean, for what it is. But they have an extraordinarily limited menu, which is odd for a Chinese restaurant, because, you know, if you're making sweet and sour chicken and sweet and sour pork, it doesn't take a lot of effort to also have general chicken, you know, General Tso's chicken. You know, it's just a different sauce, but they don't. They won't make it. And it's great. It's funny that way. What are you doing? That's the sound of the cat drinking the bathwater. You wanted, you're yummy, having some yummy soup? Are you having fun, yummy tobe soup? It's so good. Right. So the cat just jumps down. Oh, I guess I'll go back to bed. Are you going back to bed? Okay, that's a good baby. And this is kind of a cool little restaurant. It's just a little over a mile away from my house. And of all the Chinese carryout places in my neighborhood, it's the best one. And it's owned by this really, really interesting immigrant couple. He is, I was going to say, I think he's Taiwanese. Didn't she tell me that he was Taiwanese? But now I can't remember. And she's from Brazil. And they've got two or three cute little kids that are running around half the time in the restaurant. And I've been going there for years now. I go there probably like once a month when it's not COVID-y. Getting tired of COVIDs. And so I decided I needed some food yesterday. So I drove over to this place. They know me, and I walked in. The place is completely empty, and the woman saw me, she's like, "Ah, Tobe." And I'm like, "Yay." And I said, "I'm hungry, but I don't know what I'm hungry for." And she laughed and she said, "Well, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "Oh, blah, 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 blah." And we're standing there at the counter for 10 minutes just yapping about nothing while her husband has now heard this conversation. So he's now standing in the window waiting to take the order that isn't coming, right? But it doesn't matter. There's nobody there. Nobody cares, right? I said, "I don't know what I'm hungry for." And the guy shouts out, "Oh, we got snow peas." And I'm like, "Oh, yes." And this sort of is hard to explain, but what you need to know is that I like snow peas. I'm always looking for snow peas, and I always want snow pea stuff from these, you know, cheap takeout restaurants that tended not to have them. And so this restaurant, sometimes they have them, sometimes they don't. It's very seasonal, and they only pick them up to make their specials. This is one of those weird restaurants where they have a very limited menu, but they also have daily specials. And the daily specials are always something nuts. And I looked at the daily specials, and it was just, what was it? It was a... I don't remember. It was bacon wrapped asparagus or something. I can't remember. Yeah, in a Chinese restaurant, right? So, no, I've had the snow pea conversation with these people before, many years ago, and I'm always getting something with snow peas or blah, blah, blah. And so, as soon as I heard snow peas, I said, oh, can I have snow peas and lemon ants? And they said, we don't serve ants. And I said, oh, I meant snow peas and lemon chicken. And the guy laughs. And he said, that's an interesting combination. Oh. And of course, he said, yes. And so I hung out for another 4 or 5 minutes while the guy whipped up my lemon chicken and snow peas. Then it got boxed up. Then some crab rangoons got put in a wax paper bag, and I was sent home with food. And then I ate it. And it was really good. I haven't had lemon chicken in a while. Lemon chicken is something I always have to get in the springtime, so it must officially be spring. But you know, the other day, when was that? Was that 2 nights ago? The other night, I went to the store. I went to the grocery store thinking, oh, I got to get some more food. And it's springtime. Maybe I need to get some springtime food. So I was looking for the lemon ants, which they didn't have. And I was in the charcuterie thinking, maybe I should get some sandwich stuff. Yeah, I'll get some nice Black Forest ham and some baby Swiss cheese and a... But I was standing there looking at the bread going, And so that's how I decided not to eat any sandwich stuff. But I bought graham crackers. Got lots of graham crackers. And I bought something else. Oh, I bought some chicken. Oh, hi. Guess who came back?
Yeah, I'm still in here.
Oh, you want to do kitty business now, don't you? Oh, you woke up and now you want to do kitty business because it's kitty business time as soon as I wake up. And so now, what, you think you're going to do kitty business in here? No, you're not getting in the kitty water. Do I have to go downstairs and set up the kitty business pit? Do we need to do some kitty trading? Oh, yeah. I think that's going to happen. All right, well, because somebody needs to do kitty business, I got to get out of the tub, go downstairs, set up the kitty business pit. So while I'm doing that, you listen to this.
Yeah. what I need. I just don't have. But they cuss and they press me till I hurt.
I'm inclined to believe that you do not need to be told that that was The Clash with Rudy Can't Fail. And Pippa, stop playing with the cable and get in the kiddie pit. We are down here now. I've got the kiddie pit open for business and somebody is playing with the power cables for, you know, the effects processor. And somebody's playing with the microphone cable because we think it's kiddie spaghetti. Look, you're awake. You came up and tried to save me from the bathtub. Did you want to do kitty business or not? Come on. The New York Dow Jones stock market is open. We got to do some kitty business. You want to sell the Q's short all the way down? Hell yeah, we do. Well, apparently, we're not going to worry about that. So, I got to get this blanket off my legs because just getting out of the super hot bathtub... Now, I'm almost overheating now. This is not good, but, you know, my back does feel a little bit better, and since we're not doing any kiddie business...
It's almost 4-2-3-1, isn't
we
it?
We might as well check my football
and
game.
With an instant effort, which oh, might easily have caught
that was pretty
Edouard
good.
Mendy.
Although, this is not the actual game that I need
last
to watch. This is the game that's on now. Yeah, months. And this is pretty much... turning out the way I expected it to. See you guys later. There we go. All right, so no football today. What are we doing? What are we doing? Well, I don't know. I do not know. I do not know. Actually, you know what I should do? And I feel bad about this. I really should rectify this situation. See... okay, how do I even build up to this little fiasco? I got a little bit greasy, and my mom is just about to pull
Boy,
up.
Why are you gonna get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409. 409 better be as cool as that sound effect of the screen door opening while mom walks in and says...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah, we'll never tell you, 1981, Mom. Because secretly, we're getting pretty greasy.
I would like to buy...
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
See, that's what always happens. That's what happens every time. We start getting into some kind of serious discussion about something, and then suddenly it's all about... Hey, do you have a girlfriend? Oh, and that reminds me. You know, we haven't gone to see Florence in a while, so let's get Mary and Phyllis.
Shall we go and see?
Let's go, Florence.
Florence?
Let's go see Florence.
Off we go. Here we are. I hope she's in.
We'll be right back.
it's me. It's Florence. She's been shopping.
Mary? Phyllis? What's with all the racket? I could hear you all the way from Marks and Spencer's. You know, there's no need to shout. I'm not deaf.
There's no need to shout.
I'm not deaf. I tell you. I'm not deaf. I'm not deaf.
Oh, it's true. You do not need to shout. Oh, Florence, where have you been? Oh, right, she said. She's all the way down at Marks and Spencer. Right. But you gotta wonder, what was she doing at Marks and Spencer? I mean, I'm starting to suspect that she might be a Eurorack enthusiast. Could that be right? Isn't her husband some hotshot?
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Wait a minute. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would the ancient Chinese secret be girlfriend, Vietnam? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But when does it? It never, ever does. That's okay. And that's okay. I'm just hoping that tomorrow we have some nice weather again. I don't want it to be cold or rainy or windy. I want it to be about, 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 10 degrees Celsius. And is today Wednesday? Yeah, today's Wednesday, so tomorrow's Thursday. And the last two Thursdays, we've gone to the heronry, so maybe tomorrow can be Heronry Thursday, and we can check to see if any more herons have moved into the heronry, and maybe we can see if there's any babies yet. No, there's no babies yet. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Baby Heron Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go. I gotta drink some tea. My game comes on in 15 minutes, so I should make some food, too. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.